माधव कुंजबिहारी। गोपीचन बल्लभा गिरिवर धारी, यशोनंदन व्रज जन रंजन, जमुना तीर बनचारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय श्री श्री राधा माधव की जय, श्री श्री राधा गोविंद की जय, श्री जगन्नाथ श्री बलदेव श्रीमती सुभद्रा देवी की जय, श्री श्री गौर निताय की जय, श्री प्रभुपाद की जय। Oh yeah, today's the appearance day of Srila Ramanujacharya. We talked about him this morning. Great Acharya of the Sri Sampradaya that worships Lakshmi Narayan. Most of the devotees from South India are in that Sampradaya. So his appearance day today. Yeah. And he, great devotee of the Lord. And then Saturday, Lord Ram. So we'll chant the introduction for our purification. Yeah. I might not read it all. We'll see. Might leave some for Parmeshri too. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militanjena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitan Jena Bhutale Swayan Rupa Karamayan Tadati Swaparantikan. I was born in the darkest ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torch of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto him. When will Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada, who has established within this material world the mission to fulfill the desire of Lord Chaitanya, give me shelter under his lotus feet. Yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
Yeah, thank you. Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Parakamalan Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savarutam Parijana Sahitan Krishna Chaitanya Devan Shri Radha Krishna Paran Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master and unto the feet of all Vaishnavas. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of Srila Rupa Goswami, along with his elder brother Sanatan Goswami, as well as Raghunath Das and Raghunath Bhatta, Gopala Bhatta and Srila Jiva Goswami. I offer my respectful obeisances to Lord Krishna Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, along with Advaita Acharya, Gadadhar, Srivas, and other associates. I offer my respectful obeisances to Srimati Radharani and Sri Krishna, along with their associates, Sri Lalita and Vishakha. Hey Krishna, Karuna Sindo, Dinabando Chigapate, Gopesha, Gopika Kanta, Radha Kanta, Namostute. Oh, my dear Krishna, you're the friend of the distressed and the source of creation. You're the master of the gopis and the lover of Radharani. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Tapta Kanchana Gorangi, Radhe Vrindavaneshwari, Vrishabhanu Suti Devi, Pranamami Hari Priye. I offer my respects to Radharani, whose bodily complexion is like molten gold, and who is the queen of Vrindavan. You are the daughter of King Vrishabhanu, and you are very dear to Lord Krishna. Panchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. I offer my respectful obeisances unto all the Vaishnav devotees of the Lord. They can fulfill the desires of everyone, just like desire trees, and they are full of compassion for the fallen souls. Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhar, Shri Vasudhi Gaura Bhaktivinoda. I offer my obeisances to Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita, Gadadhar, Srivas, and all others in the line of devotion. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So we're reading from Bhagavad Gita as it is, with translations and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So tonight we're on Chapter 13, Nature of the Enjoyer and Consciousness, and this is the quadruple verse here, 8 through 12. Basically, I think we will chant the Sanskrit through once together, and we're going to just do one paragraph of the purport. We're just going to read mostly about the first part of the purport, and then we'll read the rest for whatever Parmeshwar would like to do tomorrow. Okay. She should be, yeah. We're going to go door to door tomorrow on Sankirtan tomorrow night. So she should be. Last week she didn't. She wasn't feeling well, I don't think, but she's supposed to do tomorrow. And if she doesn't do tomorrow, it'll be Thursday. Yeah, and then Thursday night we're probably going to be in Fort Collins. CSU Fort Collins. Yeah. Okay, so why don't we just... I'll chant the Sanskrit, you respond, and that's it, because it's a long, it's four texts. Amanitvam adambitvam ahimsa shantirarjavam acharyopasanam shaucham stayam atma vinigraha indriyarte shivairagyam anahankara evacha janma mrityu chara vyadhi dukha doshanudarshanam saktir anabhishvanga putradara grihadishu nityam cha samachittatvam istanishto patistishu mayi chananya yogena bhaktir abhya bicharani Vivikta desha sevitvam Aratir jana samsari Adhyatma jnana nityatvam Tatva jnanartha darshanam Itaj jnanam iti proktam Agyanam yad atonyata we'll go right to the translation. Humility, pridelessness, nonviolence, tolerance, simplicity. Approaching a bona fide spiritual master. Cleanliness, steadiness, self-control. Renunciation of the objects of sense gratification. Absence of false ego. The perception of the evil of birth, death, old age, and disease. Detachment. Freedom from entanglement with children, wife, home, and the rest. Even-mindedness amid pleasant and unpleasant events. Constant and unalloyed devotion to me. Aspiring to live in a solitary place. Detachment from the general mass of people. Accepting the importance of self-realization and philosophical search for the absolute truth. All these I declare to be knowledge. And besides this, whatever there may be, is ignorance. So please repeat. Humility. Pridelessness. Nonviolence. Tolerance. Simplicity. Approaching a bona fide spiritual master. Cleanliness. Steadiness. Self-control. Renunciation of the objects of sense gratification. Absence of false ego. The perception of the evil of birth, death, old age, and disease. Detachment. Freedom from entanglement with children, wife, home, and the rest. Even-mindedness amid pleasant and unpleasant events. Constant and unalloyed devotion to me. Aspiring to live in a solitary place. Detachment from the general mass of people. Accepting the importance of self-realization. And philosophical search for the absolute truth. All these I declare to be knowledge. And besides this, whatever there may be is ignorance. Srila Prabhupada's purport. This process of knowledge is sometimes misunderstood by less intelligent men as being the interaction of the field of activity. But actually, this is the real process of knowledge. If one accepts this process, then the possibility of approaching the absolute truth exists. This is not the interaction of the 24 elements as described before. This is actually the means to get out of the entanglement of those elements. The embodied soul is entrapped by the body, which is a casing made of the 24 elements. And the process of knowledge, as described here, is the means to get out of it. Of all the descriptions of the process of knowledge, the most important point is described in the first line of the 11th verse. Mayi chanaya yogena bhaktir avyabhicharini. The process of knowledge terminates in unalloyed devotional service to the Lord. So, if one does not approach or is not able to approach the transcendental service of the Lord, then the other 19 items are of no particular value. But if one takes to devotional service in full Krishna consciousness, the other 19 items automatically develop within him. as stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 5.18.12. Yas yasti bhaktir bhagavatya kinchana sarvayar gunais tatra samasate suraha. All the good qualities of knowledge develop in one who has attained the stage of devotional service. The principle of accepting a spiritual master, as mentioned in the 8th verse, is essential. Even for one who takes to devotional service, it is most important. Transcendental life begins when one accepts a bona fide spiritual master. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, clearly states here that this process of knowledge is the actual path. Anything speculated beyond this is nonsense. Namo Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschati Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudi Gaura Bhaktivinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So in the beginning of this chapter we've been reading about the field of activity, the body, and all the elements. So tonight we're reading about how to get freed from all of that, because we're not the body, we're the soul within. And so by following this process of knowledge, basically by engaging in devotional service with Krishna in the center, then we can get freed from this field of activities that we've been studying about. And we just need to use this field of activities and everything connected with it in the service of the Lord. So all these qualities like humility and nonviolence, pridelessness, tolerance, etc., all mentioned here, have no value unless devotional service is in the center, Krishna in the center. So someone may claim that they're very tolerant, simple, and humble and all this. But if they have no, understanding of devotional service or Krishna, the Supreme Lord, then they are all hovering on the mental plane, the material plane. Because we see that without Krishna and devotional service, everything's a big zero, right? Krishna and devotional service make everything valuable. Like the zero becomes valuable with the one, the Krishna one in the front. So all of these aspects of the process of knowledge here, they have no value unless Krishna and his service are the center. So we can see how important this devotional process is, because it gives essence to everything. So what is the use of living in this world and going on and on day to day if everything's for naught? It makes just a big zero. If you told somebody all your activities are a big zero, they might want to just commit suicide or something, thinking this, what is the use of existence? But this is explaining the purpose of existence and the process for getting out of this entanglement in the field of activities, entangled in the body and the mind. So that's why it's so important. How are you going to know how to get freed from this whole situation here unless you have this process? And here's the process right here. This is knowledge. Without this knowledge, we're in ignorance. And without devotional service, all these aspects of knowledge are for naught, worthless, valueless. And why are they valueless? Because they don't help us to get out of the cycle of birth and death. So there's no value to something that
doesn't help you to attain the goal of life, which is pure devotional service to Radha and Krishna, right? So this should give us some understanding of why we do what we do. Why do we engage in devotional service? And why do we, you know, go through every day trying to keep up our sadhana and, you know, taking some pains, some tapasya, some austerity, to do all of these things. And so, you know, as you read in the Gita, that, like Prabhupada says here, anything speculated beyond this, what's written here, for devotional service, anything that's not connected to devotional service is nonsense. So why should we lead a life of nonsense, right? In other words, why have a life that means nothing, has no sense to it? You know, it's no wonder people commit suicide and have, you know, apathy and all these things. Because without this knowledge, they may come to the point of thinking, there's no purpose. What's the use? Why should I even exist? So this is the valuable one in front of the zeros that we're learning about here. And if we take to devotional service in full Krishna consciousness, every single item here and everything that we do in our life automatically develops into gradually pure devotional service. You see? Everything has meaning. All these items that are listed here will develop naturally by devotional service. Humility, pridelessness, nonviolence, tolerance, all those things. They're all the nature of, you know, the soul. So they'll all be brought forward by devotional service. So sometimes, you know, like we think, oh, it's kind of a drag doing this every day. But when you think about it, what it does, how it brings out all of these wonderful qualities of the soul, what could be better, right? I mean, this is, everyone's striving in this world for some goal and achieve something great. But there's nothing greater than Krishna and service to Krishna. Nothing. So to be able to, again, bring forth humility and pridelessness and tolerance and nonviolence and all these things, serving the spiritual master and the devotees, serving Radha and Krishna, there's nothing greater than that. So this gives us a focus and an understanding through knowledge, right? And knowledge has to have Krishna in the center. Krishna and his service in the center. Otherwise, what is the point of all of this? So we always have to remember, what is the point? What is the goal? What's the center? Why do I do this? What's it all about? You know, we just have to always keep fixed and focused. Even materialists who are really anxious to attain some goal, some material goal in life, they're fixed, they're focused, but it's material. So it's all, Prabhupada says, it's all nonsense. All their efforts are just nonsense. So we have a fixed goal and not only a main goal, you know, pure devotional service, but every day we have our goals, 16 rounds and all these things, different things that we're doing every day. So everything becomes very much on the way to achieving this goal by the mercy of Guru and Krishna. So we'll just reiterate what Prabhupada said is the most important point in the description of the process of knowledge, and that is the process of knowledge terminates in unalloyed devotional service to the Lord. So, you know, why do we get this knowledge? Why do we hear it? Why do we have classes? Why do we read? You know, what is the use of knowledge, right? We know so many students are trying to acquire so much knowledge, but there is no use unless it terminates in unalloyed devotional service to the Lord. So therefore, we're fortunate to actually have a study and an education and a purpose in life that leads us to the purpose, main goal and purpose, unalloyed devotional service that gives everything meaning. So we should always remember that this is meaning and life is meaningful, and if we're kind of bogged down or feel unenlivened or, you know, whatever, disturbed, then we should always try to look back at this knowledge, remember what we read, and remember the purpose, remember that this is how we attain the greatest thing. There's nothing greater than that pure, loving exchange of service with Krishna and his devotees. So I'm going to stop here. If there's any questions or comments. Anything to add? Yeah, it's just, it's amazing. We see so many students, you know, going out, and we meet so many people. People are acquiring, especially these days with the internet and everything, trying to acquire so much knowledge. But if they don't have that fixed central purpose of striving to serve the Lord with love, you know, then it all becomes just a karmic waste of time. You know, in the higher scheme of things, they're getting rectified in this world, but hey, who wants to, you know, just hang out here for lifetime after lifetime and taking, you know, so many lifetimes to get it right? Get out of here and do what we're supposed to be doing, which is serving in devotion. So now that we have this available to us, it should fortify and strengthen and nourish our daily activities, give us purpose, help us to defeat the mind when it starts dictating that, you know, what am I doing, right? Or why do I have to do this, you know? So give ourselves an opportunity to remember this and see the reality that there is a higher purpose behind everything that we're trying to do in the process of bhakti yoga. Okay. All glories to Bhagavad Gita as it is, and all glories to Srila Prabhupada.